Once again, we got to see a few things we haven't seen. Luke 24. Luke 24.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And this is going to be fully manifest in this year 24.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
We're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Yes, hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But to be faithful to the text, to the Spirit of the living God, we want to understand that the end of the Gospels is the beginning of the new covenant.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes?
Yeah, yes.
So now we see Jesus, but we must see him in a resurrected condition now.
Yes.
He's raised from the dead. And if you notice, he's in his rightful place. However, he has to go and gather them, whether he went to the Sea of Tiberias, whether he's on the way to Emmaus. And he engages those that followed him before but lost heart.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because they saw their hope die when they saw Jesus die.
Yeah.
And they couldn't believe any further than that because they didn't have that capacity. Because it wasn't in man to have that capacity. But Jesus, being raised from the dead, has that capacity now to come and gather
Jesus.
His people.
Glory.
And put into them the faith and the courage and the ability to receive and understand and know him as the resurrected Redeemer. So we see him after his resurrection. He had the right to just go into the heavenly realms and sit down at the right hand of God because he made propitiation for our sins and cleansed us from our guilt. But he stayed here and he gathered them and united them and he spoke into them.
Praise God.
And he revealed, you know, the scriptures beginning with the law and Moses and the prophets and everything that was spoken. He's now has the capacity to speak that word to them. And by the virtue of his resurrection, that life can be imparted to their spirit. And when his word, which is his nature, which is his essence, touches them, their spirits are born again. And now they have the capacity to walk and receive that virtue and to be born again of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a different, this is a new thing. This is something that we can't take for granted. How powerful the word of the Lord is.
Glory.
That the word of Jesus, the words of Jesus, the words of the Father have that power to touch a dead spirit and make it live and quicken it and give it life and give it understanding.
Amen.
And the very thing they couldn't believe before his resurrection and they denied that same truth after his resurrection, he gave them the capacity because he engaged them, he interacted with them, he revealed himself to them, spoke to them, that essence, that virtue, that his nature was conferred by the word, and that resurrection power hit their spirit, and what they couldn't believe, now they could believe. What they denied, now they received. What they rejected, now they had. And they embraced him and handled him concerning the word of life. And I'm sure he began to reveal to them that this is a new thing and a new covenant and a new kingdom that I prophesied and said I would have after my resurrection. And although you didn't have the capacity to receive it, I'm coming to give you that capacity to receive it.
Amen.
And he engages them and he speaks with them. And we see for the first time in the essence of the scriptures that it says that he opened their minds, that when he spoke, their hearts were burning. Something of a sensation touched their spirit. Something moved on the inside of them. They were greatly moved. They were burned within. They were convinced and convicted. And that life touched their spirit. And they knew what Jesus was saying. And they, when Jesus explained the scriptures, they came alive to them and they changed their course. And then they conferred to one another. Weren't our hearts burning when he spoke? We've heard him speak before.
Yeah.
But now there's a difference when he speaks. And maybe there's no difference at all, but there's a difference in us. And now we can comprehend and receive.
Amen.
Maybe we just perceived as a difference.
Yeah.
And he always was that, but we didn't have the capacity to understand and see him, although we walked with him.
Oh, amen.
The same Jesus that we walked with, we denied. But after his resurrection, now we're willing to follow him and give our lives to him. We're not afraid of the scribes and the Pharisees of the Roman Empire. Yeah. Now all of a sudden we have courage. We know something has transpired in our spirit, something different. This is a true resurrection in my position, of my understanding, of my spirit. Now that life is in me, and I can understand, and I can receive, and I can